Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Louis de Montfort. Even though it's a Sunday, this is his normal feast day. At the age of 19, St. Louis de Montfort went to Paris to study theology. He said goodbye to his family and friends at the bridge on the outskirts of Rennes. And having left all, he crossed the bridge to a new life, relying on God alone. So convinced that God was his loving Father, that he gave his money and luggage to the first beggars he met and even exchanged clothes with one of them. Then, turning, he walked joyfully to Paris, begging for food and shelter along the way. And the rest of his life, he lived just this way. He lived for God alone and relied on God alone. Providence, that was what he relied on. And God alone became the motto of his life. In 1706, he set out for Rome, walking more than 700 miles one way, to ask the Pope what he should do with his life. And there he met with Pope Clement XI, and pouring out his heart to the Pope with the hope that the Holy Father would send him to Canada or Japan as a missionary. However, the Holy Father turned him down and instead commissioned Montfort to return home to northern France and there renew the church. Montfort spent the rest of his life conducting more than 200 missions and retreats in northwestern France, in villages, squares, churches, monasteries, military barracks, poorhouses, and even houses of prostitution. Pope Pius XII, during the homily for the canonization of St. Louis de Montfort, said that the mainspring, the energy source of all of Montfort's apostolic ministry, his great secret for drawing souls and giving them to Jesus was devotion to Mary. That this devotion was the source of all his activity, the reason for his confidence, and the best weapon for his time. The same is true for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The mission of St. Louis de Montfort was to lead all people to Jesus through Mary. He said, "It was through the Blessed Virgin Mary that Jesus came into the world, and it is through her that he must reign in the world." And so Montfort insisted on three main practices. First, consecration to Mary, for which reason he wrote his little book, True Devotion to Mary. Second, that we must live a personal relationship with Mary, for which he wrote his little book, The Secret of Mary. And third, that we should sit at the school of Mary each day in the rosary, for which he wrote his third little book, The Secret of the Rosary. Now, Montfort taught that consecration to Mary is the most effective way to reach transforming union with Jesus. Well, why is this? Jesus wants to give his divine life to us, but we have a hard time receiving. We resist. So God sends the Holy Spirit, who acts as a mother to us, by receiving and forming Jesus within us. And the Holy Spirit carries out this maternal mission through Mary. In fact, Mary makes the maternal mission of the Spirit visible to us. Mary is the manifestation of the Spirit. In fact, St. Louis de Montfort writes, "We must do everything through Mary. That is, we must obey her always and be led in all things by her Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit of God. I have said that the Spirit of Mary is the Spirit of God because she was never led by her own Spirit, but always by the Spirit of God, who made himself master of her to such an extent that he became her very Spirit." So St. Louis de Montfort understood the deep connection between the mission of the Holy Spirit, which is made present to us by the maternal love and care of Mary. So in essence, Montfort taught and urged his followers, turn to Mary, belong to her, for the more you do, the more powerful the Spirit will act in your life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In his little book, The Secret of Mary, which I think is the most important one, St. Louis de Montfort teaches us that once we've invited Mary into the home of our soul through consecration, we need to live a personal relationship with her. This is what Jesus did in Nazareth, and it's what John the Apostle did when Jesus said to him, "Behold your mother," and then John took Mary into his home. By living a personal relationship with Mary, she forms Jesus in your soul. Montfort writes, "We must gradually acquire the habit of recollecting ourselves interiorly and so form within us an idea or spiritual image of Mary, so that we become permanently aware of her presence in our soul, and then talk with her." Isn't that what you would do if Mary were in your home and you recognized her? "Oh, Mother, there you are." You wouldn't just ignore her, would you? Talk with her. Ask her what to do. Wait for her inspirations, and then follow them the best that you can. By living in complete dependence on Mary, we live in dependence on the Holy Spirit, who forms Jesus within us. So the question is, are you forming a deep friendship with your mother? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, no one knows Jesus better than Mary. Therefore, no one's in a better position to teach us about Jesus than Mary. And when we pray the rosary, we are attending the school of Mary, which is the school of the Holy Spirit. This is why St. Louis de Montfort was such an apostle of the rosary. But for the rosary really to be the school of Mary, it has to be a meditation on the Word of God, not just a rote saying of words while our mind wanders. In fact, in his little book, The Secret of the Rosary, Montfort writes, "The rosary without meditating on the sacred mysteries of our salvation would almost be a body without a soul." So the rosary must be a meditation on the Word of God. What is the Word of God? Jesus is the Word of God, and all he did and taught is handed down to us through Scripture, through tradition, which is the writing of the saints, and the magisterium, the teaching of the Catholic Church. So every time we pray the rosary, we should read or call to mind and think about something from the Word of God. And then we should ask ourselves, am I living this? And this should help us to form a practical, concrete resolution that we put into practice that day. In this way, the Holy Spirit and Mary can form us to be more like Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When St. Louis de Montfort wrote his most well-known book, True Devotion to Mary, in 1714, he prophetically stated that this little book would be attacked by the devil and buried because it gave the key to the reign of Jesus in the world, which is devotion to Mary. And that came true. It was literally buried in a chest in a field during the French Revolution, not found until 1842, and not translated into English until 1862. There in True Devotion, Montfort said that in the latter times, God would use Mary in a special way to bring all hearts back to Jesus. However, this will only happen if her children put into practice what Montfort suggested, the practices we've meditated on today. And then Montfort says, then we will see clearly that she is the safest, easiest, shortest, and most perfect way of reaching Jesus. And what will those be like who do this? Montfort says, they will be like thunderclouds flying through the air at the slightest breath of the Holy Spirit, attached to nothing, surprised by nothing, troubled by nothing. They will be true apostles of the latter times. They will carry the crucifix in their right hand and the rosary in their left, and the holy names of Jesus and Mary in their heart. And by the will of God, Mary is to prepare them to extend the kingdom of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in all souls. I think that we live in the time predicted by Montfort. So now is the time to belong entirely to Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, Teresa, I was thinking it's so easy to get caught up in the tyranny of the urgent of each day that sometimes we need to step back and get a larger view of the time that we live in. Because I don't think many people realize the significance of this time. This is what I was thinking about. So what we said, Montfort writes this book, True Devotion, which is one of the most important books on devotion to Mary in the history of the church. Mm-hmm. And for 130 years, no one even knows about it. I mean, literally buried. No one sees it. Why is it found in 1842? Is it just random? But this is it. Nothing happens randomly in God's providence. So Our Lady appears giving the miraculous metal apparition in 1830. And this kicks off a whole moment in history. The Marian Age. Mm-hmm. So Our Lady appears in 1830, miraculous medal. Then True Devotion is found 1842. Then she appears La Salle 1848, Lourdes 1858, Pont Mon 1871, Knock 1879, Fatima 1917, Benoit and Bahrain 1932 and 1933, then in Amsterdam, then in Rome, reportedly Garibandal, Akita, Japan. And then this explosion through the 70s and 80s in Africa and Central America and South America, and the reported apparitions of Our Lady in Medjugorje from 1981 to the present. This is, there's nothing equivalent to it in the history of the church of Our Lady's frequency and urgency of apparitions and messages in the last less than 200 years. Unprecedented. Mm-hmm. So God has sent Our Lady for a very significant reason. Why?
You tell me.
Why do you think?
We certainly need her more than ever.
Why do you think we need her?
I think we've talked a lot about the general attack on motherhood and the importance of that. And I feel like that has slowly been more and more attacked, or more. Not that it has declined, but the appreciation and understanding of it has declined.
Certainly.
Along that same timeline.
Certainly. Motherhood is the fountainhead of all of humanity. Father Rene Laurentin, whom I studied under, he was tasked by the Vatican to investigate all these apparitions in the 70s and 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. And I would ask him, Father Laurentin, why is Our Lady coming? And he would say, sadly, but very simply, Michael, the world has forgotten God. The world has forgotten God. And Our Lady comes to remind us that God is real. Mm. And once you recognize, once you experience that God is real, everything has to change, doesn't it?
That's a good point. I feel like it's very clear in our own generation how many people are falling away from the faith. But in comparison to the whole of history, that decline started a while ago. As in, back in the early 20th century.
Yeah, I mean, we can really track this decline of faith beginning with the Enlightenment. And then speeding up tremendously in the 19th century with terrible ideologies that ultimately culminate with this idea that if we really want to reach our human potential, then we've got to use our freedom and break away from mm-hmm. God and religion and the moral law. Because mm-hmm. that's what's holding us back. And if we do that, then we can be God.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's It's just the same lie that the devil gave Adam and Eve in the garden. But we fall into it repeatedly. So Our Lady comes. Do you think, I have the impression, Teresa, that to a certain degree, people around the world have become, to some extent, jaded or numb or really resistant to the idea of Jesus?
Absolutely. I think even just the word, the name itself, people kind of wince when they hear it, or it has its own stigma around it now.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I fully agree.
I think this is why God is sending his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because as the world begins to die morally, it's amazing. When men are dying on a battlefield, they cry out for their mother. And the world is dying. The world is dying. The world needs its mother. And I find that people who are maybe resistant to Jesus, for some reason they have this openness to Mary.
Yeah, I agree with that. We've seen that a lot with the miraculous medal.
Yeah. So this is the time to do exactly what Montfort said. Lead people to their mother and she'll take over from there. She'll get them to Jesus. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.